Hey, what the fuck it do, everybody? Y'all know who the fuck I am. It's your boy, Big French Dog, back at you once again with another episode of the High Frequency Podcast. Yeah, back with my dog, you feel me? This is my dog right here.
What's cracking?
The Tuck back in the building. Yeah, I got a lot of people. You had one. What happened to yours?
I don't know.
I just seen that mug. Yeah, he done lost his lighter, y'all. He done lost his lighter. Yeah, mine is on my keys, and I don't know where my keys is at. You said my keys are up here?
I think so.
Yeah, we good. Look, as soon as I get mine, you find yours.
We back!
We on it. But yeah, like I said, another episode of the High Frequency Podcast. This is episode, what, 14? 14? And this is High Incarceration 2. You know what I mean? Because the first one, I told y'all what was going on in my situation, what was going on. But if y'all also remember episode 12, High Hustle, me and Vern, we was talking about some shit that we never got to finish talking about.
Veered off a little
we
bit.
We veered off.
Said we're going to come back.
Yeah, but we
went on to something else.
Yeah, we went on something else last episode, but we coming. We going to resume. You feel me? From episode 12. Your boy hot, man. I'm hot. So ignore me wiping my face. But
wipe me down.
Your boy, wipe me down. Because it's hot. It's hot in hell. Hotter than hell. If y'all motherfuckers, hey. Y'all think it's hot now? You better get your shit together, because boy, it's even hotter in hell. I'm just telling you. But yeah, you know, the normal thing that I do, you know, introduce the weed that I'm smoking and what it's in. Today I have some wild berry or some shit like that, some wild berry kush or some shit. I don't know. I'll be trying to remember these names, bro, but I can't remember. I can never remember these fucking names.
To get his job done. I'm still smoking on gelato, finishing this up.
Okay.
And I'm trying not to roll too much on me.
Oh yeah, definitely can't ride.
Especially out here.
Oh no, this way, this out direction. Here. If you niggas know what direction I'm in, yeah. No, this way, no. Don't ride too crazy. No. But nah, yeah. I'm smoking out with Dutch. Brody, he got a swisher.
Yeah.
So
just some
light work. Hell yeah, man. Down to that fan on, but you got immediately got hot. But yeah, so we was talking about Hamilton motherfucking County Jail, man.
That's how you gotta do it. They gotta take a deep
breath. Boy.
They gotta take a deep breath.
Hamilton motherfucking county, boy. I gotta hit the weed before I get into that, boy.
You want me to like this one too? The bottom going on.
It's up to you. We'll be back to back in the, you know what I mean?
We might remain on this topic. Shit to tell you.
Hamilton fucking county, bro. I can't stress how terrible and pussy that place was. Like,
where you gonna jump off at?
I'm jumping right into this motherfucker, boy. Okay, so
check in.
All right, we gonna go from the beginning. We gonna break down. I'm gonna break down my beginning. First of all, I'm gonna let V-Tuck break down his intro into there. Like, you know what I mean? His first few days on that stint that I ran into. Yeah, we took him out on a visit where we met. Talking about that. So we're gonna talk about your intro into there. How to start. Well, not as you mean if you wanna be that transparent.
I'm to the start of that one, which got me there. It was my second time getting pulled over. Uh-huh. I was 4th of July weekend, I was coming home from a shutdown over at Chrysler plant. It's coming home and nigga, I spoil it driving while black over there, because I'm driving, I'm on the phone, baby. I see the cop, I see him over there. So I'm 10 and 2. Granted, I am dirty, no license. Had already got pulled over in March, and that's when I found out that I was an HTV, which for those that don't know, a habitual traffic violator, meaning that you got more than I think it's like more than 10 citations, or you got so many citations within a 10-year period. So I got pulled over, had got everything straightened out, got all the fees, everything paid off, got pulled over, supposedly for not having my right turn signal on in a right turn. Got pulled over, OR'd out, got out. 4th of July weekend, let's fast forward, getting off work, got pulled over, and I'm on probation. So he runs my, that's just to get in the car. You know what I mean? Yeah. He pulled my shit, found out that I was an HGV. Then start going through the car. All right. Got a little plug at work or whatever. Nigga, I got 2 zips on me.
Oh, shit.
In the back seat, in a Meyer bag, in a McDonald's bag, balled up, thrown in the back seat. Nobody found it. Supervisor want to come on there, find that. So that gets me fumbled up. They tell us you got to go to court, trying to get a hardship license. And as I'm going through that, I meet your ass. So I got pulled over again, like, in October. So that voids of everything. They said the best deal that they can offer is 30 days. Now I already got approved for home detention, work release. My lawyer didn't even tell me that shit.
Damn.
Until I was in court and I overheard the state talking about that. Like, yeah, he's approved for this, this, and this. Well, like I said, this is my second time coming through this. So I already knew that I had to go through a quarantine thing. Hey, I got everything ready.
Yeah, 2 pairs of socks. Quarantine shit is stupid.
But last time they had a nigga in there naked. They took everything. I didn't know that. You know what I mean? If it ain't white, you can't keep.
Oh, yeah. Hamilton County, they don't give you shit but a jumpsuit and shoes. If you ain't got on white drawers, if you ain't got on a white t-shirt, white socks, you can't even have tank tops. They taking that, even if that motherfucker is white. But if it's not a regular t-shirt, white drawers, boxers, or you can even have white, like, boxer brief joints, you know what I mean? But long as they're white.
Cocaine white.
Boy, gotta Dingy be white. Boy, gotta white. Be white, white. Off-white, slight white, you know what I mean? All white. It's gotta be white. And them socks, too, they gotta be white. If you got on black drawers or any other color drawers or beaters or socks, they're taking that shit, bro. Taking all that shit. And if you, they don't give you nothing. See, Marion County, they'll give you some shit. You know what I mean?
They'll let you keep the shit on.
And they'll let you keep, like, depending on what it is. You know what I mean? But
and the
they, may, they may be, oh, and the holding thing, yeah, yeah, but bro, when they send you upstairs.
Full get up. Niggas got Jordans on, flip flops on, no shirt.
When they change you out, though, when they send you up to a cell, you didn't have to go upstairs. Even though my bond was paid. It just didn't process so quick. They had to send me up that last time. But before
shit. All right, I got processed. And then I seen your big ass coming down the hallway. Man, what the fuck is this nigga in there for? Like, they got me sitting in the hallway, dude patting me down, making me cough. And then you just sitting there, nigga, they had double cuffs on your
God, every time, bro, because my arms is too big for it to go behind me. You feel me? Like, I can't put my arms, not the cuffs won't reach, so they got to double up every time.
So they got me sitting in there for like a day or so in the whole thing. They take forever to process. Then we go to the quarantine unit. I see my nigga down here. Okay. Then I see Benjamin. He was in the cell with me. When we first processed, Benjamin was up in there, Malcolm X was in there. And then some other niggas. But I don't know. It just seemed like soon as we start talking, you know what I mean? Obviously, like, soon as you click up with somebody, you get cool with somebody, and real motherfuckers know real other motherfuckers.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Out the gate, you're going to feel the real presence, you know what I mean, off a motherfucker. You're going to tell who's legit and who ain't. Just off of their demeanor. And I'm real big on vibes and shit, so I can tell by looking at you and just being around you without you even talking if I'm going to fuck with you or not.
Hell yeah.
Like, 100%. Like, that motherfucker might speak to me, but that don't mean I'm fucking with you. I might speak to you back or whatever, hold a conversation, but that don't mean you're going to be my nigga. But, yeah. We definitely immediately was like, and then how I knew I fucked with him because what was it? With the white dude asked me for something. He got the coffee from me. I ordered coffee on commissary. None of them motherfuckers. What was it?
It probably was, but which one?
This is how I know that you was my dog when we was in quarantine.
The nigga with the chain.
It was not. Because the two white dudes had walked up on me asking about the coffee. And you was like, damn, I was wondering what the fuck was going on. I was wondering, like, shit, I just stood up because I didn't know what was going on. I was like, they was just asking me, did Feds? I have coffee? Yeah, the Fed boy and then the chain. Because he was like, after they walked off, he was like, damn, what was going on? I'm like, nah, nothing. They could. They just asked me about coffee. He's like, man, I stood up. I didn't know what was going on. I was like, I ain't going to know.
Yeah. Nigga with the chain. You know what I mean? He was talking that big shit like, you know, I've been through this before, or this, and like, he was talking one way in the holding spot, but then you get here and like, now you that nigga supposedly. You on the phone and you got money, but you ain't, bro. Ain't no package came through for you, bro. I peeped that.
No.
So you asking for coffee and shit and like.
But it was the other dude. It was Fed Baby who.
I don't care.
Who like, was nigga, one was paying?
I noticed motherfuckers be talking that big game, and then we get in there, ain't none of that. And like I don't know, I be watching a lot of shows. And anyway, you ain't about to be trapping nobody.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean, we all stick together. Well, if I knew you or not.
Right.
You know what I mean? Whether I knew you or not, it's just that's cold, nigga. Like you're not about to just sit here and just watch me get jumped, watch me get punked, or even if he did owe you, what is it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Type shit. That's what it was, because I knew I was going to be there for a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
And just our simple conversations, all right, we're going to be running this stretch together. Hell
yeah.
So,
hell yeah.
If he got something, then I got something. But, you know what I mean? But that was the intro, and then we're going to build up to transition.
Hell yeah. We went through motherfucking
quarantine. You know what?
What was it, 10 days?
Yeah. Five on the bottom, five on the top.
Yeah, on everything. We went first floor, which didn't make sense to me. I feel like we should have been upstairs first and then went downstairs to go out the door. Wouldn't that make sense?
Yeah.
Instead of going up, going into the bottom, up, and then out. So we got to go back downstairs to go out.
Hell yeah. And then like the whole, man, what was it? How many hours was it locked down?
Man, 20 and 4. We did 20 and 4. 20 hours.
The quarantine will fuck you up more than the stretch.
No, yeah.
The quarantine first time that I did quarantine in the summer, bro, I ain't gonna lie, I came home acting straight weird,
bro.
I'm sitting at the table. I don't know how to have conversation because both times I did 5 on the bottom and then I did like 4 more at the top because I had a probation hold on me, so I had to do at least 7 days.
Right,
and I think they came and got me on the 8th, but I was alone by myself the whole time until the last day for a few hours. But other than that, like. Bro, if you ain't sitting there talking to nobody and bro, like, you looking out the windows and like you by yourself, if you with two people, you going crazy, you know what I mean? Because you don't get to do so much with somebody there. But if you by yourself, like, that shit can change you. Like, bro, like being stuck in that motherfucker and then like, you can always tell who got picked on and who got fucked with. Because you know, them officers, they be like, oh, we're too busy. They ain't doing damn.
Well, I walked past during court one time walked past that little room that they be in. It was 4 niggas in there, 3 of them asleep, bro.
Man, ain't
I'm like, bro, y'all not doing nothing. Why I can't get shit done? Why we be waiting all day for y'all to do get motherfuckers out of here and for requests that we need and shit? It shouldn't take that long. First of all, Hamilton County ain't got that many motherfuckers in there.
It ain't
as many.
It's huge.
It's a big ass jail, but it's not packed up like you would like the inner city, like no. Marion County. That motherfucker stuffed. They had to build a whole new jail because that one was stuffed. And they was like, no, we gotta be able to get more motherfuckers in here, which is bad. Yeah. Fuck the jail system. Fuck the judicial system. Fuck all that shit. But still though, but Hamilton County, they not packing motherfuckers in that motherfucker like that. Not for them to fucking not get shit done in a timely manner. I shouldn't have to wait. If I put in a request, I should have to wait like 2 days for y'all to fill my shit.
Bro,
two, three days, a week type shit for y'all to fix some shit.
But check this out. That's what my mom told me. Having your freedom is a right. You know what I mean? Ain't a privilege. Because when you think about it, it's like, I don't know. Like, I understand what she's saying, but at the same time, like, ain't no grown man should be asking for no toilet paper. Like, when I need some more, I need some more. What you mean I gotta wait till Tuesday? Or or they change out uniforms, what, once a week or some shit like that?
Yeah, it was once a week. Bro. We're wearing the exact same uniform for once a week. I didn't even push record my shit. But we wear the same exact same uniform for once. We got the same uniform once a week, though. Like, and then, motherfuckers, and then you just only get one chance. You only get.
The motherfucker was recording, though.
I swear it wasn't. I didn't ever press it. I thought I did, but all the other stuff on the screen was on there. The whole time I kept looking at it, and I didn't even, like, put two and two together.
That's all right.
But nah, they literally only came and switched their style clothes once a week. So if you didn't have boxers, you didn't have multiple pair of drawers, or at least a pair of drawers. Don't get sweaty in your shit because your clothes are going to stink. Yeah. You feel me? Like, I was so happy I had a t-shirt on and I had socks and I had a pair of drawers and I bought a pair of drawers because I'm the type, I gotta rotate. I can't wear the same drawers every day. Like, every day you gotta wash though. Every day I washing some drawers. Well, whatever day I take a shower because I didn't shower every day. This motherfucker was inside. I ain't gonna hold you. I think I didn't take a shower every day because I didn't feel like I had to.
Yeah,
especially if I ain't doing nothing but sitting around all day
playing Uno,
talking about bean head ass white boys that's in there. No offense to the white people that listen to me because they ain't got nothing to do with y'all. This is some.
I think about that. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, yeah, that motherfucker stopped. It did stop.
Told you.
He was right. He was right.
I don't know what the fuck happened. You start on both of them at the same time.
Yeah.
You
know?
That's all right.
I don't know what the fuck happened.
I bet.
Yeah.
But, think about that next order. Like, what you want?
Boy, I'm glad. Especially, and then, like.
That's how I knew, like, that right there.
And then, we was. See, what makes shit, like, coming together with people while you in there. Cool motherfuckers is gonna make shit so much better. Like, man, we ate good every day.
What?
Every day.
Imagine
we came together with stuff.
Imagine if we was in there.
Bro, it'd have been crazy.
With the hot stuff. Like, bro, like, I couldn't believe it. Like, I came in with a funky ass $200 on me. And then I left baby some money. I told her to put some money on my shit. But if I would have known, I would have just came in, ordered two big balls, and then that's it.
Yeah. I thought I should have did that shit too.
Bro, like,
the first rip, the first commissary order when I bought my drawers and hygiene.
That was a test.
Hey, you got it. Yeah.
I didn't know what you get.
Yeah, they was like, we didn't know the limits. Yeah, we didn't know the limits of the shit, the first rip. So they was like, you only can order so much. You like, damn, well, I just put it in a 70 piece. I put it in about a 70 ball. I'm going to see what I, you know what I mean?
Get the hygiene, get this,
and then get some extra shit.
And then, what's that? Then that gave me the opportunity to see what everybody got too.
Yeah.
Okay, what's that?
Yeah,
bro, what you get?
Mm-hmm.
Right, you get the noodles, I get the condiments, and we'll do whatever.
Yeah, we always come together. Like, the last rib, I bought like 20 noodles, nigga. I had like 24 like noodles, nigga. I had hell yeah, them bitches. I'm like, shit, fuck it. I'm not buying no more.
You know what fucking suck though?
What?
But, what's the other order that you
I care? Yeah, man, if my I care would have came through, nigga, we would have.
My IQ was so
bad. I told you I had 3 bags of each flavored Doritos, bro. That's all I wanted.
They
I
kept didn't get shit out.
And then what did they? And I was gonna get like something else, some chili, something. But they was like, because they out of one item, they don't give you the entire order, which is fucking stupid. Just don't give me what you don't have and refund the money, bro. How smart do you gotta be to realize, well, we don't have this one, so I'm just gonna not give them this and give them that money back,
or give them
a credit or something, so they can get this later, or I'll ship it to them later, type shit or
and
something.
And then you be waiting 2 weeks,
man, 2 weeks.
I'll order that shit. Need to build.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like,
they need to put it together.
Like, oh, they sent you a refund a week ago. I'm like, but I don't know. I just thought.
But yeah, the eye care. If we got the eye care with them nachos that day, would have been even. Better, nigga.
I saved a whole week record. I was like, hey, we put out with a bang.
He said, my last night, we got to eat good. Oh, God, though. We ate real good, though. And then, like, you left, I left the next week.
And, bro, another thing that was, man, I ain't trying to say, like, jail was cool, but that shit was cool.
We made it.
And that ain't jail, dog.
Nah, that was
you know what I mean? That one.
That was big pussy.
That ain't nothing. Cause like, when you think of jail, you think of motherfuckers like motherfuckers is arguing about a pouch.
Man.
Not saying that that ain't a lot. No, I take that back.
But then again,
that's big shit. It is. But motherfuckers are just sitting there arguing about tablets, stuff that ain't there.
Tablet
that
shit.
Niggas that you ain't getting money. You ain't on the phone for nothing.
You on there to check to see and then look at the law library, which is free. And you can only do that an hour at a time.
Bro, I'm out here trying to do something. I got money like bitch, where you saw my girl?
Oh yeah. That nigga spent a bag on that tablet.
Man, but that tablet be clutch.
It comes in handy though.
When Malcolm X came through, I'm good with numbers. I said, bro, that's numbers. I said, man, wish we had some music. Malcolm, he's like, oh, go ahead, you can use it.
Oh, God. He did not give a fuck. He used to
watch a movie every break, or he might be sitting there reading. Like, yeah, I ain't gonna lie. It was cool.
It was a cool time in there, yeah. As far as how we made it through that motherfucker.
This one was a cool one for the simple fact, like, it shows you like how desperate motherfuckers is, yeah. And like what will you do when your back is against the wall? You know what I mean? Like, cause you know what I mean, you inside at the end of the day, you inside. What can you do for anybody on the outside?
Right.
Two, a motherfucker that's actually out making moves and doing stuff, like, you thinking about, like, man, I'm just sitting here, I ain't doing shit. Motherfuckers is, like, sniffing tobacco pouches. Or they getting shit, like, motherfuckers is really, you can't knock this shit just for a little stretch. Oh,
Like, motherfuckers who are addicted to nicotine, a nicotine addiction is serious, though.
It is, like, but it's more than nicotine.
Yeah, it's more. Yeah, no. Them is addicts. Them is drug addicts. Like, they smoke cigarettes and then they do meth.
Yeah,
crack. So whatever they do, so that doubles up on their fucking addiction. So when it comes down to however they can get a high, they're gonna try to get it. They're gonna try to get the highest they can off of that high. You feel me? So I just be like, you know what I mean? To each his fucking own, because it ain't gonna be me.
You remember Green Dot?
Green Dot? Yeah.
Like, I got a hell of a story somewhere. But they had Green Dot in there.
Oh, man.
Bro, we would have came home to a bag.
Yeah.
Like, no lie. Them, like, fiend, that bean, shit was
them
easy.
Them fiend bean ass motherfuckers, boy. They'd have
been. I had niggas put money on my books. Like, and she's like, hey, bro, what's your name? What's your number?
Yeah.
He put money on my books right now. I'm like,
Frankenstein had to do that before at the end of my stretch, because he wanted a bag of pouches, right? I'm just like, he was like, whatever, can I get a whatever. He's like, my girl come down here, put the money in your books. I'm like, all right. Store day came. It was like a Wednesday. He said the shit. Cause this was like the same week you had left. You feel me? You left like early part of the week, didn't you? I want to say you left early. You know what I mean? It was early part of the week. So it was that same week, because we had a commissary order coming. Cause I only had one more, then I was gone. You feel me?
Yeah.
So made it through that motherfucker. And then he commissary day. Well, he was like, let me get a pouch. He's like, let me get a bag of pouches. I had my girl put the money on your books. I'm like, all right, cool. I give him the pouch.
No,
I know. I usually supposed to wait. You know what I mean? But I'm not doing nothing with them. I'm just sitting on them bitches,
bro.
So, well, listen. She was supposed to come do it that day. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
So I was like, you know, fuck it. You know what I mean? I'll wait on it. Didn't happen. Next day, I'm like, damn, what's up, bro? He like, something happened. She couldn't make it down here. Whatever. She coming today. All right. He hit me later on. She said she gonna come down to Saturday. I'm like, all right. I was like, did you order some? He was like, yeah. Say less. So, commissary day came. He got his little pouches. Yeah, until your girl give me that money, no. I'm gonna need them.
Took them and some.
Yeah, no, I took two. He got two of them. I took both of them. And I was like, until your girl come down and put that money, bro. Yeah, nah, I wasn't even tweaking on all that. I want to cover whatever I already had. So I'm not tweaking on no extra shit. But you're not gonna get none of these pouches. Yeah, bitch, what is you talking about? But I was like, I need both. I need these. Like, I was like, till your girl come put that money on here, bro. I need that. I gotta hold this. It's for my
security.
Yeah, for my security and my comfortability, bro. I need these. He was like, okay, okay. Why she came? She came that day, nigga, because he wanted them motherfuckers bad, bro. Yeah. She walk came here that day and put that. I checked my shit. That motherfucker was on there. I was like, there you go. You got these motherfuckers back now. Because I don't need them. Because I did that. The berry ones were okay, but that fucking mint one.
The ice,
was, the ice one, yes. It was next fucking bro, level, bro. Bro, listen, bro. Home. I felt sick as fuck, bro. I
you, like, you I wanted to try it, didn't
yeah, because I was
like,
what the hell?
Ain't that
because,
bad.
Because I wasn't tweaking because the first one, the berry one, was cool. It wasn't bad. It was a decent little, you know what I mean, little buzz. And it wasn't, it didn't linger too long. It wasn't too bad. I was like, cool.
The ice is too bad.
But that ice, that mint plus that nicotine, mental, bro, it went OD, bro. I was so like sick, bro. I was like, no. And I didn't have it in for more than 10 minutes, bro.
I'm supposed to be having two of them in.
Bro. I'm talking about I took it out, bro. I was like, no. I had to lay down, bro, because I couldn't do it, bro. It was so fucking much, bro. Yes. I was like, no, I have to lay down. I was like, I have to lay down. This is not, no, I don't like this. I don't like the way I feel, bro. I literally have to try to sleep that shit off, bro, because it was so fucking, I'm like, bro, oh my God. But yeah, no, motherfuckers, you said, and then motherfuckers was doing two of them motherfuckers. And then motherfuckers, it, all day though. Every time the motherfuckers run out, they popping new ones in. And this is what, and they go, listen, they had them, they get them bitches on Saturdays.
They gone.
They're
by
gone
Sunday.
by Tuesday at the latest. That's when the last ones are floating around Tuesday. Wednesday, if a you motherfucker was really, bags. Yeah, so, Wednesday is when a motherfucker really be conservative is when they run out. So they think being in for 3 days, 2.5 days till they get that next one.
Bro, if I did a long stretch, like a longer, that was long enough.
No, bro, I'm saying. Yeah, that shit was too long, even though it was 37 you know days mean? For me, you know but that mean? Was too
that,
long.
That was too long, but I'm just saying. Knock on wood, will never happen again. But oh, I ain't going hungry.
Oh no!
Like bro, never. Like I ate good, but then I could even eat better. Like if you those pouches is hot, so motherfuckers that ain't getting nothing, you buy pouches for them. So now you got all these pouches. They come Thursday. Now them bitches two for one, 3 for 1. Like how bad you want?
How bad
like,
you want these motherfuckers? Oh God, I need double up like, buttercup.
I don't believe in that chasing nobody or nothing. Like, bro, like everybody getting their butt. I don't need that. Like, I remember with an old man trying to do something, and I forgot these little things. Like the niggas, somebody gave him Uno cards, and he tried to sell them.
Oh yeah.
Like no,
he's like, man, those are my cards. He was like, what? He's like, yeah, those are mine. I was like, ah. He tried to say, yeah. I remember
and
that.
Then I end up getting them anyway.
Goofy as hell.
So what's your experience of having roommates being in that open dorm?
The open was better than the quarantine. So my quarantine the first time was absolutely terrible. Because, I had somebody in there for like the first two nights. I locked up on a Friday. The very first time went to quarantine, I got locked up on a Friday. Then he came in like late that night. It was a Friday afternoon. I went in there. He came like Friday, early Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. He was there till till Tuesday morning. So you know you got to do quarantine 10 days. I ended up doing 13. So, it was 14 days at the time. It was 14 days at first. So yeah, it was like, no, you have to do 7 at the bottom, 7 up top. So first 4 days, 4 nights, dude was there. He was gone. Didn't have nobody. For 2 more nights, then I even transitioned upstairs. When I go upstairs, it's a dude that I was talking to out there on the floor. I'm like, damn. But they both put us both. Yeah, I see it. They put us both in our own rooms. I'm like, damn. They had me on that far one in the corner up there, in the top corner.
Bro, why?
Where you can't see shit.
I got that both times.
You can't see shit.
I said, bro, if I sat in the middle, it wouldn't be that bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if I can see the clock,
yeah. Watch TV.
If I can look at motion on the television, I'm fine, bro.
Or even see anybody. Yeah. Even that corner where you like,
you can't see.
Hey, what time is it?
Yeah, what time?
What time is it?
Hey, what time is it? But yeah,
it's only 2 o'clock.
That they put me in there, and then it was somebody on the other side of the wall who took the little rolly ball out of their fucking deodorant and kept bouncing it on the table, bro. And it drove me fucking insane. Mind you, I'm by myself, bro. I'm by myself, And yeah, like,
but yeah, that shit was driving me crazy, bro. Like, absolutely crazy. Because, like I said, I was by myself. I didn't have nobody to talk to. At the time, commissary didn't come yet. Or I missed the first order. I missed the first week. That's what happened. I missed it. Because I kept asking when I got there, was like, do I need to turn my order in? Do I have time to turn my order in? That's like, oh, we don't know. We don't know. I think it should have been in already. Come to find out, I had until that next morning to have it in. Didn't know shit about it. So I missed it. So I didn't have shit that first week. You feel me? So I'm really struggling. You feel me?
My first
call. Actually, no. Because I came in on a Friday. That's why I missed it. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
Because I did that when I had But yeah, no, I did that when I went out there. But yeah, that because I missed it. I came in on a Friday. So, you know, commissary the next day. So I literally had to already wait 7 days to get commissary. Like, already 7 days. Oh yeah, right on.
Right. Yeah. You know,
RIP my nigga, Easy Racks. Damn, I never mentioned that except on my solo smoke session videos on YouTube. You feel me? I never mentioned that my cousin had passed, man. My main nigga, my main dog. You feel me? But
this the one that got the song.
This the one with the music. Yeah, it's gonna be the one that gonna have the intro for our shit. Like I used it on the video. I used it on my solo smoke session video, but I didn't. It didn't have a lot of. It was just the beginning of the
little bit for the face.
Yeah, you feel me? Yeah, but not right now. Go check out my matter of fact, just go check out my YouTube channel. If you subscribe, go, you know what I mean, subscribe and like and shit and share and you know what I mean, all that good stuff. Big French Dog. Just find me Big French Dog. You gonna hear the song and I'm gonna tag, I got the song tagged in something. So you feel me? I'll play that shit. Y'all can play that for yourself. I'm sure it's on YouTube somewhere or you know what I mean? Or hit me, bro, and I can get you the track. You know what I mean? We'll call it a little main on. But, but yeah.
Big French Dog Records.
Mm-hmm. Oh, with Nothing Entertainment, baby. But yeah. Yeah, that's my nigga. But yeah, so I'm going crazy in that motherfucker upstairs. Missed the commissary, so I had to wait. I already had to wait a week. So I'm like, fuck, damn, I got to wait a whole week. So you know your order got to be in what? Wednesday morning? Type shit, Tuesday morning, early, Wednesday morning, early by morning. 8 o'clock. You feel me? So yeah, I think quarantine, I was in the early, so I was up. So I was like, fuck it, get my order in first. Boom. Got my shit done. So then we come. I finally get paper. I bought cards. Nigga, and they got a whole bunch of hygiene stuff and you know, that little food stuff.
How long did you do that stretch?
That stretch was only for like 3 weeks because when I first got there, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh no, yeah, that was a long ass time. Oh, only three weeks. Yeah, a hell of a 3 weeks though. But that, yeah, because you know, okay, I got in there Friday. You don't see the judge till the next business day, so I didn't go to court till Monday. I had a seven day hold, so I had to wait to pay my bond. And then it was like, since I had a warrant in Marion County, so there was like, we gotta wait. You got 10 days before they come get you, so it made me sit another 10 days. And they literally came on the eighth day. They may have had eight more days. They came on the eighth day, bro. It's no, like the ninth day. They it was like Wednesday. I was like, all right, then let me go by Friday. I get to leave. You feel me? They came Thursday, nigga. I was mad than a bitch. I was like, damn. They came and got me. But yeah, that was that. That was it. It seemed like a.
It seemed like they always do that. You know, man. Because I remember I was in Hendricks County.
But hell, who got out? What's his name? Crazy white dude. He ended up having he had a warrant in another county, but they didn't come and get him. They let him go. Crazy.
The one with the dreads and shit?
Nah, the motherfucker. What was his name?
The one from Ohio?
The one that everybody used to didn't like. Then they asked, could he come back to the dorm? Yeah. Oh, yeah. What the fuck was his name? I can't remember. But they let him go. And the same thing with Post Malone. He had a warrant in another county, and they let him walk out that motherfucker. Yeah. So I'm like, damn, niggas is leaving with warrants? Oh, niggas up then. You feel me? That's up. Yeah. So, when nobody trying to get nobody but Marion County, fuck the bitch ass niggas. They're gonna come get me.
That's I was like, are you serious? Got me out of Hendricks.
I'm like, is you bitches crazy? Let me go. But okay, that time I paid my bond because I released from that jail, but I was just sitting, you feel me, waiting on Marion County. So, went to Marion County. They, I think that was the first time I went, so I did the little bail bonds project. had my friend, she ended up getting me out like that. Like, she put in a little request for me. They called me, whatever, whatever, paid my bond. Got out. So I had to go to court, whatever, whatever. So they, whatever, they said what they said. I was like, okay. Or they put another, postponed it to another day, or pushed it out to another date or something. Some shit. To where I had a minute before I had to go to court and shit. So I was like, all right. End up, I'm trying to think, how did I got locked up that second time because I missed court. Because they was like, I had court the 14th, and then I had a court again on the 19th. I forgot about the 14th one, which was the Hamilton County one. So, and then since I was out on bond, you feel me, they sent the bounty hunters to come in. Shitty to do, bro. They sent the bounty hunters.
Hey, you.
I swear to God, nigga, I think I told everybody this story already, though. Anybody who's listening, shit, who continuously fucks with me. You heard this story already, but shit. They sent the bounty hunters, nigga. I'm sitting in the car, nigga. They sent a spy, though. They sent a spy. They had a motherfucker come through here and see if they seen me before they pulled up, type shit.
Yeah.
It was like, see if you see any like activity outside the house, type shit, or whatever. See somebody at home, type shit. I drive past, dude, look, and then as he's leaving out, he look over at me. About not even 5 minutes did these niggas pull up, bro. And I'm just like, they pulled up in front of my car, but they wasn't looking at me. So I didn't know what was going on. They about to try to like back up and turn around, type shit. Cause you know how my little section is right here.
Yeah.
It's weird. You can't. It's only one way in, one way out. So I'm thinking they just about to turn around or something, nigga. Shit. So I'm like, well, I'm about to go in the house, nigga. I'll open the door and they hurry up, open the door. I was like, they like, let me see your hands. Got the guns drawn on me and shit. I'm like, bro, what the fuck?
Damn.
I'm like, damn. I was like, bro, I ain't got shit, bro. So then they switched the guns and put their tasers out and shit. So my big ass thinking I was like, running on my track star. But my fat ass didn't get far.
Nigga, I'm running.
Oh, shit. So.
My nigga took off that. Fuck.
I was trying to get in the house and close the door. Because if I can get in the house and close the door, y'all going to be focused on this. I was going to try to shoot out the back. You know what I mean? Make my way somewhere else. So, but my big ass didn't go nowhere. Nigga, I made it right here, bro, to the door. Bro, they tackled me inside the door frame, bro. Because as soon as I opened the door, nigga, they was on me. I was like, So, yeah, because I was where she was just parked at. You feel me? So, I got there, but they was on my ass. As soon as I opened the door, they basically tackling me in. I was like, hey. I was like,
but you thought you were going
to
be able to get in?
He tried to close it real quick. Because if I could close it, y'all going to be, boo, y'all be mad. But I'd have locked that motherfucker and make sure y'all couldn't get in. Y'all would have to kick that bitch open. By that time, I'd have came with a bat. I would have came with a bat and they were like, ping, ping. I would have knocked two of them niggas out. But it was only two of them anyway. But yeah, tackle me through the door and shit. You know what I mean? It's all good. They end up getting me, taking me down. But that was yeah.
Woo! That shit funny.
But
I can see your ass right. That's the fucked up thing. You really thought these niggas had a full heel start.
They went around. One went around this side of my car. I'm in the driver's seat. So they go around.
So you jumped out the car.
Yeah, try to cut back to
it. Like an episode of Cops. Mm-hmm. He tries to go.
Oh, God, bro. Like, that's what I said, bro. My life is a fucking movie because that was stupid as fuck. I should have just, whatever.
Did they hit you anything?
Nah. They was talking shit, though.
All
right. They was talking shit. Like, why the fuck would you try to do that? I was like, bro, I was trying to say bye to my kid, nigga. That's like, if you would have just asked right, you could have did that.
<Dang it>.
But
did she sing?
She sang a little bit of it, yeah. So I'm kind of, that's why I was more shitty about that too. I'm like, bro, y'all doing too
much.
This
was on the last visit.
This was on the second to last visit. Because the last visit, I turned myself in. So yeah, I'm gonna skip past all the bullshit. So they end up taking me in, whatever. And then that's when, I went through, but I was in and out that motherfucker. They picked me up. It was like a Thursday. I went to court that Friday. And then, or I went to court that Friday or that Monday, but I was out by like that Tuesday, Wednesday. You feel me? They took me in Marion County. And then my girl, came and got me that time. That was the time that they dressed me out. They took me upstairs because that the last time I did go, I went from jail one. They took me over to CCA. I always go to CCA though. CCA, I always keep my number. If I'm gonna stay for, if they think I'm gonna stay for a little bit, I go to CCA no matter what.
I don't know what those is.
Jail two. That's the second one with the what do you get, the full body jumpsuit? Yeah, I don't know if you ever been over there, but
just in the holding tank.
Oh, you say he said, "Now fuck." They said, fuck, "Hey, if all. They give me a bond, I'm coming to get me." He said, "He coming to sell out there."
Posted before he even got there, and still didn't get out until like a day and a half later.
But yeah, that's the second time. The second time, like I said, I got there, and then my girl came and got me. So they dressed me out, took me upstairs for them just to accommodate, bring me back downstairs, change me back out, and I was gone, back at home. That last time where we met, I had to turn myself in because I had violated house arrest.
Because
it was like, because they was trying to get me turn myself in. What was it, a Monday or something? It was a Friday. Matter of fact, it was a Friday. It was like, it was like, what they say? Yeah, Friday. It was just like, we turned the paperwork in. I had to go see my case manager that day. Or I had a meeting. I had a meeting that Friday because I had, for my violation, my fourth violation. They had things like, well, we got to send out to the court. So we got to figure out what they want to do. He's like, you got to work this weekend? I'm like, yeah. He was like, all right, well, you can go to work. He's like, but Monday, just stay in the house. You know what I mean? Until we hear something. Nigga, Monday morning, early Monday morning, nigga, they called me. Nigga, early, bro. It was like,
you up?
It was like nine, nigga. My case manager called me. I'm like, oh God, left a message, nigga called my baby mama, found my baby mama, called me, talking about, why are you calling me? I'm like, bro, I don't know. I don't know. But then I ended up answering it. I was like, hello. She was like, yeah, we do Will her from court. You gotta come to that church service by 5. I gotta do what? I said, today? And she was like, yeah. I was like, look, I can't do it today. I got my daughter, dude. Like, I can't do it today.
Hey, nigga, let me call you back and check my calendar.
Oh, yeah. I said, I can't do it today. I got to get my daughter. I was like, shit, I had it situated for anything after Wednesday, but it's Monday. Like, I ain't ready yet. Like, I can't do it. She was like, I can see if I can push it out to tomorrow, but the longest he'll probably give you is tomorrow. She's like, I'm going to see what my boss says. So, I'm swatting the fly. It's fucking Nat, bro. To one of the motherfuckers who can see me. Y'all probably like, what the fuck is he doing? But y'all know what's up. Well, you bugs. It's bug season, goddammit. But, what was I talking about? I got hired for the bug.
No, you was talking about how she called and said you had to turn yourself in on Monday.
She was like, yeah. I was like, I'm going to ask my boss. Bro. Yeah, look at you. You be on it, bro.
I really don't.
Yeah, I know. We talked about this. Yeah.
I only
we talked about this on episode 2.
I want this shit to work, bro. Like, that's why I'm like, I'm ready, like, you know, whatever, nigga. I'm trying to stay on conversations or whatever, like,
on everything. So yeah, she was like, I'm gonna talk to my boss, and I'm gonna see what he says. He's like, the longest he's gonna give you is till tomorrow, though. I'm like, man, all right. So she called me back. All right, you turn yourself in by 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is at the third. If you got whites, make sure you wear them because they're gonna take anything.
That's what's up.
So yeah, she gave me the rundown. She was like, I think you know about the whites. So make sure you have white drawers. Like, yeah, I knew. Cause my first thing when I bought them, my first set before I came back and bought another pair. But the first thing I had saved them motherfuckers. I think that was the reason why I got in trouble because I kept them motherfuckers. But I was like, you're not supposed to keep nothing, anything. This is the superstition. You're not supposed to keep any of the clothing at all that you wear when you go to jail. You're supposed to get rid of everything. But I don't do that because some shit, like, I'm not getting rid of my...
Bro, I'm not my fucking Nike hoodie. That's what I'm saying, bro. What the fuck? So I knew it was cold. So I'm like, nigga, when I leave, I'm already going to be looking rough. So,
I had sweats, nigga. I had a Nike sweatsuit.
What?
Nigga,
comfortable shoes.
I had some Forces, nice nigga. Draw. I had my jewelry, nigga, everything, bro. And then I was like, yeah, right. And then I was like, I'm not getting rid of none of this shit. That was the first time I got locked up, too. The very first time I ever got locked up, I got locked up in something that I love. Some pants or something that I love. And it was like, you, it's like, you know, you got to throw all this shit away once you get out of here. I said, who got to throw away what?
I was like, I might throw away these socks or something, but bitch, right. I ain't getting rid of my motherfucking bitch, what? But one of the times I got locked up, I snuck in with my drawers, my black, I had some black boxer briefs, some Fruit of the Loom joints, nothing major, but snuck in with the motherfuckers. I had them bitches for a minute. Black socks too, had some black socks in them drawers. Because the day they had it switching out, it was like, take all your stuff off if it's not white and put our stuff on. He wasn't looking, slipped the white ones right over top. White socks over my socks, nigga. Yeah. Fuck it. I got my shit in. Man, nigga, why they shake us down one day? This in Marion County. Why he shook us down, bro? Took my shit. That was shit he did a bitch.
Hey, man.
I was sick.
That's what he been with me for. Because
I was trying to keep them. And it was like, but when they shake you down, you got to go in your drawers to the rec center. You literally have to strip down to your drawers, take
it. And you blacked out there.
Bro, I had the black on, but I put the white ones over top. So, but before you walk out the door, they make you go in the bathroom and pull your drawers down and squat and shit. So, before they even take you out the room, you got to go in the bathroom and you got to pull your drawers down. So, I'm like, fuck. I try to be slick and try to pull both of them at the same time. But the black ones kind of got stuck. You know, boxer briefs ain't loose. You know what I mean? They kind of snug.
Yeah.
So, you can't just, you just kind of roll. Yeah, them motherfuckers just, they kind of rolled and kind of stuck on my leg. He was like, take them off. I was like, damn. So took my shit, but I was like, I'm shitty the bitch, man. I made it this far. Yeah, what? Take what off, man? But yeah, they got me like that. Got my socks when they shook my bed down. They took my socks like that. They was taking all kind of shit from motherfuckers. And they feel like you shouldn't have it, nigga. They was taking your shit, bro. Like, you weren't supposed to have, you necessarily weren't supposed to keep your drink bottles. You're supposed to throw them away.
I am.
When it, like, technically, you're supposed to throw these away. It's like, we give you a cup to use, so you're supposed to use that cup. Don't be using those bottles. The only reason you get those bottles is when you get your drink and then you throw them away. But, so if you got some of them motherfuckers on your bed or under your, in your box, bro, they taking them motherfuckers. They don't care what's in it. Bro, you have how we was doing the cheese and shit. But you could have did, you could have did that. They was taking that shit, bro, on everything.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Then they're like, them just regular noodles. You know what I mean? Like, nigga, we had gourmet sauce.
Gourmet. A sauce.
Hey, nigga, put the pepper sauce with the cheese.
So, yeah, the day I come in, though, that whole night before, nigga, I stay up all night. I'm drinking, I'm smoking, nigga. I think I took some rollers and everything. And I was so like, when I go to jail, yeah. I was like, when I go in here, I'm going to sleep. You know what I mean? Because I've been up all night, I'm going to sleep. Once they get me to a cell, I'm done. Man, how many goddamn home takes so fucking long? Shit. I'm like, bruh, I go in that big fallout. I'm because I was up all night, nigga. And I still didn't turn myself into like 8:30. She was like, I was just about to call you. And we was about to, she said, I was gonna call you. No, she was like, I was just about to pull, come through. She said she's about to pull up.
I'm gonna say if you don't like say be there at 8 o'clock and you not there, what happens? They're gonna pull up. Okay, but I ain't here.
With the police and shit.
But I ain't here.
Yeah, I know, but they got it, they can come in. If you're under any kind of shit, they can come.
But I'm just saying, you're not here.
Yeah, if I wasn't here, but like, I don't know. It'd be a warrant. So it just,
I was coming. I thought you meant 8 tonight.
Yeah. I said 8 P. You said 8 A. I thought you meant 8 P.
Hey, I was going through the woods. My bad.
But she was like, good luck. She was like, you was good. She was like, besides your drug test, she's like, outside of that, she was like, you were perfect.
I was 3 months away.
She was like, you were perfect. Yeah, I was almost done, bro. I was literally 30-some days away, bro, from being completely done with these bitches, bro. Well, no, I had a little longer than that because they would have went to December.
But you done now.
But I am free, bro. Shit, I'm free. But, okay, so we, I would fall asleep, bro, in the holding tank, bro. You feel me?
I don't know what that feel like.
Are you still in the...
I got October for Hamilton County, and then after that, I'm 6 months for Marion County.
Yeah, okay.
So I thought, man, bro, by me just going on these last visits and reading shit and just like teaching myself, bro, I'm in court shushing the lawyers now. Even though he's a public, he got me this far. Like, nigga, you get me to this point, let me start talking.
Yeah.
So I start asking, can they merge my probation together?
Yeah.
Because that can't happen. Yeah. It's up to the judge.
I forget. That's what happened with my shit. Because they end up, every case that I had, because I picked up the driving on a suspended,
And then I picked up a driving suspension in 2018. That's what got me in trouble. You feel me? Because I didn't go to court in Hamilton County. So fuck myself up because I didn't go to court. Got a warrant for that. So they had that one. And then I got another driving on suspended with possession and got another possession of marijuana and then a possession of controlled substance and all that shit.
Start racking.
They was like, they either put everything together. I only had to plead out to one. They just wiped everything else off. So all the driving on. All
was it all in the same county?
It was all in the same county, though.
That's why they told me. We can't do it because it's two different counties.
Yeah.
I said, but they already okayed it. He's like, but these two separate charges. I like,
You got to work consecutive.
But check this out.
Concurrent, because concurrent would have been busted, and you'd be done.
I would have been dancing off this bitch in October. But shit, but even then, you know what I mean? On the flip side of that, it can always be worse.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it can always be worse. And then, like, not only am I still on papers, like, yeah, but I'm cool with the nigga in Hamilton County. Right. He's like, bro, as long as you don't get in trouble with him, I'll never see you again. Just stay out of trouble. And then, like, I said, well, check this out. I paid for a lawyer. I just got done sitting down. And he ain't do shit. And I ain't get this shit, like, I ain't got no hardship, no nothing. Like, and this is a felony. Like, he was supposed to get it dropped down to a misdemeanor. This nigga said, hey, you stay cool until October. Hit me up a month before. Then I'll try to, you know what I mean, get you a court date because it takes about 30 days. So by the time I'm getting off, you know what I mean, I'll be here from the judge for him to ask. Like, I completed probation. I completed everything. Can we drop that down to a misdemeanor? I'm asking my probation officer to do that for me. For a lawyer that I paid for. Right. And I go to Marion County. Not only, I ain't got to pay fees.
Oh, man.
I ain't got to do no classes. And I'm only doing 6 months. And it's non-report.
Damn. Players.
And I got a hardship license. I'm legal. Hey. I'm maybe not legal to come all the way out here. But I'm legal to drive.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, man. Bro, But even like, I'm telling you, like, ever since I got into 30, it's just like, looking in the rearview mirror and shit, like always panic, like that shit dead, bro. Like I got me a hardship license. Nigga suspended for 10 years. 10 years.
Same of them things. Hey, I'm working on
but
10.
But check this out.
My shit better be
clear. I don't know how many years I've been valid, but I know I've been suspended a lot because that's why I'm in the situation.
I was suspended more than I was valid, bro.
Oh, most definitely. I remember I was suspended so long that the BMV sent me a letter saying, hey, you can come get your license renewed because my license was suspended. As long as I had that ID, nigga, I was on the road.
Yeah,
I was on the road, bro. I was on the road. But they said, come renew your license. So I'm like, I'm valid. And like, you know what I mean? I didn't know how that shit felt. But like when you suspend it, it's like, nigga, you doing everything but it's just that one time that you didn't want to click it real quick because you on your way home or you know what I mean? You get on around, oh, fuck, I missed it. That's when they get you.
So and
that's
what it was. Slipping.
Bro, like, he pulled me over because I didn't have my right turn signal in the right turn lane. Now, I signaled to get over there, but I didn't keep it on as I was turning. But I'm in the right turn lane for right. That's the only way you can go. But because I didn't have it on, we'll do whatever. Now, I'm doing Lyft. He comes up, you know what I mean, in my Malibu. I got lights and shit all in the car. I see this, you had to turn your right turn signal on in that right lane. I said, oh, you know what I mean? Like, my bad. I'm doing Lyft. And like, I'm on the phone with the dude trying. I said, hey, bro, I just passed. I said, hold on. I said, oh, so I'm on the phone with the dude right now. Like, I'm actually doing Lyft, light in the window. Mm-hmm. All right, you know what I mean? Like, I smell something in the car. I'm like, I ain't nothing. Because, like, I'm doing Lyft. I ain't smoking in the car. I'm trying to keep it fresh. But I had a pen. And he's like, I see something on the ground. I was like, all right, we'll do whatever. So I called my wife, let her know, and she on the phone. I swear, it's like every time I'm on the phone, I hate being on the phone with her. That happened twice. I was on the phone with her. Baby, I'm going to pull up. Oh, baby, And I keep an earpiece in my ear, so I'm talking to her all the way to the car, like, I'm in the car, till they pull it out, like,
yeah,
like, damn.
You get your hair longer. You good for at least a little bit. Like, hey, I'm still here.
But Buddy was, when I got to the car, he had somebody in the front seat, a little trainer. So now he going through full procedure, checking everything, looking at everything. Like, damn, these niggas tell me to walk a line. And like, bro, I just worked out. So, man, I don't know. That shit was tragic right there. That was like, it was like a fucking movie.
It was set up.
That was a movie. Like, bro, it was like February. So I just got done working out, but I had a t-shirt on, but I threw my hoodie on. I got shorts on. So it's cold. So this nigga got me outside walking and shit. I'm shit. I said, bro, I just got done working out. You know what I mean? You can feel the sweat. But because I was shaking and shivering as I'm walking the line, he said I failed. So then I had to go do something else. Then, bro, I had to go through every stage. I got pulled over right there. He cuffed me, asked me all these stuff with the camera on, live and everything. He go through my whole front seat, back seat, underneath the car, in the trunk, gas tank, hood, underneath, boom, boom, boom. Call somebody else. Then he passed me on to somebody. Then they take me and do this. Then I got to do this. Bro, I felt like I was on a fucking training video.
He said he was recording you.
That's what started the habitual. So then I got pulled over again. I kept getting pulled over. But I look at it in a positive view, like, I'm kind of thankful that all that shit happened because it made me think, like, you know, it brought recognition to, like, bro, your past is catching up to you. All that time that you was speed, and, like, just because you paid the ticket don't mean that shit go away.
Right.
You paid for the mark to go away, but it's still on your record, and you get so many citations within a 10-year period. Like, bro, my shit is probably, like, 3 pages long, and it's, like, all these driver suspended, driver with the prior, not having insurance, failure to appear, like, you know what I mean? And, like, all these other, then you see me taking defensive drive, but it's so many points, so that makes you a habitual, and it's like, damn. And then fast forward, probably about 2 years ago, on my 30th, I went to DR or whatever, and I had, like, my aunt, she did 10 years of a habitual, but at least I can get a hardship. They wouldn't even let her get no hardship license. And she's like, you know what I mean? Take care of your license. And I'm like, I ain't able to wear. And you fast forward, and like, nigga, I'm out here with not only with suspended license, I'm out here smoking, got the shit on me, all black, you know what I mean? Like, I'm out here all out in Castleton, Fisher. That's where the money is. Not even trying to be out here, but like, I was doing lift and shit. So I got gold Malibu, tinted out with lights in it, and then a plate says "To Bless." Like, that's some nigga shit.
That's a nigga there.
That's a nigga right there. Let's pull him over. And like, even though I'm doing lit, they want to. And once they pull that shit up and they see that shit, it's like, damn, nigga. So now it's like, fast forward to our last little visit. My wife called it camp. That last time we went to camp. She told my call that. You there with the camp. Okay. But you know what I mean? That last little visit, it made me think, like, bro, like, I ain't about to be doing this. Cause some of these motherfuckers you look that's older than you, that they be in and out. They know the system. I ain't trying to get used to nothing but my own crib.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Niggas taking showers with your shoes on. You gotta worry about this nigga up here. What he doing?
Watching,
see how water. You know what I mean? Commissary food was good, only for a little bit. That shit was like camp. You know what I mean? You go for the little week and it. After that, nigga, I want something hot.
Yeah,
I want to do something like this.
Yeah. I need some chicken more.
Hell yeah, nigga. My melon disappeared.
Right.
Y'all niggas in here looking pasty. Nigga, I need to hit that. Nigga, we out here looking out the window like this. Like, damn. You know what I mean? Like, that was your shit.
Stress,
like,
box, nigga.
What?
Oh, God. Because that shit, because it's just like you said, like, it sucks that freedom is a privilege.
Yeah.
And not a fucking right. Because you really have to be on your P's and Q's or stay out the way because.
If not.
They'll take your shit, bro. Especially being a person of color, bro. A person of color, we get the worst of it, bro.
But I feel like It's pros and cons to that shit. Because sometimes I be getting clutch positions just because, like, I'm a nigga. They be like, oh, yeah, I got you. And, like, dudes be trying to plug me with jobs and shit just to, you know what I mean? Just, like, feel like, oh, like, I got black friends, too. You
exactly.
Know
what I mean?
Like, that's cool with me. You know what I mean? Like, I'll take any perks that you got to give me. You know what I mean? Like, I remember I got, like, I was all in that Lotus Port job. Bro, it was 2 hours one way. We was working 10-hour shifts, but I was working with this white dude that I was working with at the wind farm. So I already know this motherfucker, like, you know what I mean? He want to be cool and shit, but at the same time, he is cool. So he get me on a crew that's inside, nigga. It's like the tail end of winter. So it's snowing, it's windy. You know, it's Indiana, and we out there in the boonies. Nigga, I'm in the inside. Nigga, it's heated in this bitch because we in there with the ovens and shit at. Yeah. Nigga, what? So I'm going to take those perks. But at the same time, on the flip side, like, I got a lot of white friends, too. So then you pull up to, like, a house party or something like that. And, when, you know what I mean? Motherfuckers start drinking and shit. And when the music change and motherfuckers start, you know what I mean, getting fucked up and shit. Like, hey, baby, all right, we finna jump out of here. Cause one of these motherfuckers going to, you know what I mean? Like, how you feel about white people saying nigga?
See, okay.
Is this a different topic or
no? Then we can talk about this. Listen, we can.
That's
go,
what I'm saying. Bro, like,
but okay. How I feel about it?
I feel like that could be a whole podcast.
That could be. But we could go into right here. Matter of fact, now we could do a whole new another one. Yeah, we gonna do that on the next one. You feel me? We might just drop a double feature on y'all asses, to be for real. I might drop two of them on y'all asses. So it might be another one, same time as this one. So matter of fact, we're done on this one. Episode 14 is done. High incarceration.
It's a wrap.
This is it. Your boy Big Fridge,
okay.
Dog. Follow me.
Just drop the mic. Okay.
Yeah. Fuck it. We going into a whole new another one, bro. Fuck it. So follow your boy Big Fridge Dog on all social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Follow High Frequency Podcast page on Facebook. Follow me on TikTok, Big Fridge Dog on TikTok. My YouTube, Big Fridge Dog on YouTube. What else?
Twitter.
Yeah, I already said Twitter. That's Fridge the Grinch. What else? Damn, shit. Boy. Fame Photography. You need any photo shoots, any videos, any kind of camera action work, or you know what I mean? Fame Photography, my man V Tuck.
At Vernon Tucker Facebook.
There you go. Find him on the book. Vernon Tucker on the book. He'll get you together. Shout out to Ways World Podcast Network. Shout out to All or Nothing Entertainment. Shout out to Businessman LLC for all your lawn care needs. Shout out to Pink Champagne Laundry Services. Yeah, Naptown, we out here. We do this. Shout out to everybody else from everywhere else that fuck with me. Thank y'all for always fucking with me. And we done. Episode 14. We out, bruh.
We out. Bro, you just set up.